If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context. Plus, tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GrammarlyY.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
All right, what a week it's been. A great week. You know, honestly, I try to be a glass half full guy. You live better when you do that. I don't know why I'm getting all philosophical here. What is my problem? All I want to do is let you know that the Lost Zane Recordings Freeview is now. Just a piece of the programming on Patreon that people pay $5 or $10 a month for to round out their listening. Free podcast is fine, but if you really want to help out the show, okay, make a contribution, donate $5 or $10 a month to my Patreon. That helps keep the lights on, the puppies in good health, and things like that. It was the first thing I did to help make me believe that you helped me to believe that I could do this podcasting thing on my own. $5 or $10 a month. For that, you get a ton of content. Nobody puts on more stuff on their Patreon than your old pal Eric Zane. I work very, very hard at it. It's my job. $5 or $10 a month. The $5 a month is all the audio. The $10 a month is all the audio, all the video, and all the live streams. You get to be part of the live audience for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. List goes on and on of the perks you get for your $5 or $10 a month donation. I'm not a, hey, give me money and you get nothing in return. No, you get a ton in return. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you've continued to sponsor the Patreon, or if you're thinking about it, or you used to, whatever, man, I appreciate it. Really, really, really. I can't stress that enough. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy this free view of the Lost Zane Recordings.
And good morning. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show. The first day of winter 2016. Today, for show number 175, Julius.
We haven't done that in a while.
I do it every morning at this time. The very first thing I say.
I must tune it out.
I have not missed it. That's because you're busy doing like the 10 things that you're working on, keeping this bus on the road like you like to do. You're kind of a control freak.
Oh, yeah.
Would you consider yourself? I don't think you are.
No, not at all. If it has to be done, I'll do it. But
oh, yeah. Boy, do you. You do. You've never dropped the ball on anything, as far as I can remember.
Oh, no. I definitely drop balls all the time.
If you do drop it, you do a good job of not letting me know you've dropped it, and then you pick it up.
There you go. That's what you're supposed to do.
Just keep it quiet. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Like 3 minutes before we're about to go live on a story that we need audio from. And all of a sudden, Julius vanishes from this room. Ah, he must be going out to take a leak or something. And then I noticed 90 seconds later, that audio's not ready. 10 seconds before it airs, there's the audio.
Yeah,
He's got it. He's got this. Ben is here as well, Ben. How are you, buddy?
I'm good.
You can follow Ben on Twitter. And boy, what a follow is he. Boy, what a follow he is. At Easy Show Ben. You can send us emails, eric@ericzaneshow.com, oj@ericzaneshow.com. Our number, 800-785-1073. When we talked to Bob Kaser yesterday on the show, Jack Annette was floored by that. He goes, my gosh. What, Dave, what's up? Man, you guys. I'm thinking, uh-oh.
I was like, oh,
he's got something.
What did we do?
What did we do? That interview with Kaser. I'm like, oh, no, you didn't like it, I'm thinking. And he goes, it was great. It was top to bottom. It was just awesome. I think he's got a crush on Bob.
I think so.
He loves Bob Kaser, does our boss, Dave.
So I thought it was an okay interview. It was okay.
Yeah, it was all right. He goes, the way you guys, you like flowed into it. So it was just perfect.
The way you talked about hockey with him.
It was just great.
We didn't talk about baseball with him.
I like how Kaser starts to think, talking about his dog that he's getting. The Kaser family getting a new dog. How he gave in, and it's like, Bob, been there, man. Been there.
Have you caved on that pig yet?
No, I'm not going to cave on the pig, man.
Or did I ruin a tease?
No, you didn't. I'm not going to get the pig. We are not going to get a pig. We have our hands full with the pets that we have, taking care of them. It's
1 month later. I got a pig. His name is Hamilton.
Save this audio. Save it. Because you never know. Do you know that last year at about this time, we made predictions on the radio? And my prediction, I had forgotten this. Do you remember, Ben, what my prediction last year was? You were involved. I don't think you were there, but did you ever hear what I predicted? I don't remember the three things that I predicted, but two stand out to me.
Trump was going to be president.
I did. Yeah. I said Trump is going to win the election. And you know what else I said?
You're going to have a long, prosperous future at the Free Beer and Hot Wing show.
No, I wish I would. I wish it would have been. I'm going to have to get my own show. And then, however, if you remember the week before I got S-canned, I had that conversation where I said, hey, I'm going to start a podcast, guys. I'm going to start the Eric Zane show. That actually, we played that here on this show. Pellerito pulled that audio. So, I mean, that's like 1 week before it all went down, I actually said that on the radio, separate from my New Year's prediction. But the New Year's prediction was Trump's going to win. And the other prediction I had was, unfortunately, also in this year, somebody is going to do something terrible to Donald Trump. I don't even want to say the word because then you get a visit by the Secret Service.
Yeah.
But, I actually, that was part of the, saying that I know anything. It was lucky. I luck boxed into saying that Trump's going to win, and then he ended up winning. But I sure hope the other one doesn't happen. But if it does,
you're going to be like, okay, Zane Adamus.
That's weird. That's flat out weird. I guess it isn't impossible because he's been very polarizing. People are going crazy about him. But yeah. So weird, I guess.
Do you remember what your third one was? I don't.
And I don't think they're going to send me the audio. Something tells me.
Send a text. Season's greetings.
I can go back and get it.
You could go back and get it?
Yeah.
Like podcast. I don't want to play their audio from the show. It'd be
That's
weird.
Right. Why don't you just get your predictions?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, just get it and then just say what it is.
Yep.
Yeah, if you could. O'Neill again is, he didn't, boy, that dog's been sick.
throwing up. And then finally we said, all right, take him in. Took him in. He had to get, they give the dog a shot to stop vomiting and medicine to stop going number two in the cage. And this stems from him eating what he shouldn't eat in the backyard that comes from other dogs.
Oh.
And it's difficult to clean up in the snow because there's 2 feet of snow back there. And then the hot one just sinks to the bottom.
Oh.
So I'm like, and he has this incredible nose. He's rooting around in the yard. I'm like, God. Knock it off. Come on. So,
is it like foot and mouth disease? It doesn't have that. I don't know what
no,
that is.
It's just that material that leaves the other dog is full of terrible things and should never be consumed ever. And a lot of dogs do this. And it's like, come on, man. And to him, it's like a treasure hunt because that nose is able to figure out where in 2 feet of snow it is. And he starts digging. And then it's like, oh, God, delicious, frozen treat. Oh, boy. Thanks, O'Neill. So he's a handful, that dog. The weather is perfect, I guess, for surfers on West Michigan. I don't know if you saw this weather today. It'll be up around 33, and it'll be like that for the next couple of days.
Yes.
It'll get warmer Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Sunday now they're saying is a high of 37. They were saying, wasn't it like 50 they were saying before with rain? Wasn't that talked about earlier in the week? But now it's been amended. To 30.
Oh, Monday 47, it says, for me.
Yes, I see that too. So Monday, that'll also be part of this.
That's awesome.
This warm-up. But yeah, but it's kind of rainy and gray and
that's fine.
And S-y.
But all that warmer rain will just knock off all the snow.
Yeah.
But then it's going to freeze.
So that's how your weekend forecast will go. Shaping up, they're surfing on Lake Michigan at Grand Haven. There's a handful of guys who get in wetsuits and walk out the pier.
Just jump in.
Now the waves there are remarkable. And it's not like ocean waves. You know how like if you have like a surfing competition in Hawaii, Banzai Pipeline or whatever, you know, they come with incredible regularity.
Right.
They're perfect. This is tough surfing for these guys, but they do it anyway because it's churning. The water goes everywhere at one point. It's all just gigantic swells crashing into each other. It's remarkable when you see how the waves go in Lake Michigan. It seems to be much more treacherous and churning than on a great surf day,
right,
like on the Pacific Ocean.
Have you ever been surfing?
No, but I think I'd love it. I think I'd love it.
I can't swim, so I don't plan on going
That's
surfing.
That's right.
That seems like a terrible thing to do.
But, you know, and so every time they do it, they get pulled up by a riptide, but they know exactly how to handle a riptide. Mm-hmm. Just stay calm. It drags you on the bottom, pulls you way out really fast, and then you swim sideways to get out of the rip, and then, boom, you're back at it. But the wave swells. That lighthouse is 52 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
When the water hits there, the spray goes about 35, 40 feet over.
Really?
Over the lighthouse.
All the time or just during the winter?
Just in these last couple days.
Okay.
But because of this wind. So, first of all, the entire pier is ice. So, it's a magnificent image to see all this ice on that structure at the lighthouse. And then you've got these giant swells hitting and the water just shoots over it. I mean, it's insane. And these guys are in wetsuits. The water's at about 42, 43 degrees. Now, before you think, well, how the hell those wetsuits are remarkable. Their faces are exposed, but not the end of the world.
You've seen the pictures of these guys, right?
Yeah.
Afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then they have to strip out of their suits in the parking lot, they said, in the piece that they showed on the news last night. But my God.
I imagine they're just all ice at that point, right? Like, I'm looking at a picture of them, and their beards are just covered in ice.
Oh, sure. Yeah. By the time they go from the water to the parking lot, it's kind of sometimes a little bit of a walk. It's going to freeze right up, depending on the day.
Can't even move. You feel like the Tin Man.
So, just remarkable to see these guys do that. Hey, we've got, I don't know if you've seen this viral video going around of this 2-year-old boy named Mason Becker at the Red Wings game against Anaheim. It's been all over the place. What's happening here is Mason is on the Jumbotron at Joe Louis Arena, and everybody's cheering. And then a few people, after they turned it off, like the camera off him, it was like a stoppage of play. Whoever else they would put the camera on, the crowd would boo. And then this started to pick up an intensity. And this is the entire audio piece. I was watching this when it happened. The kid loves it. He's laughing. Showing anybody. Now they're really getting into it. They show Ryan Getzlaff of the Ducks. Now this guy, this next one, when they go to the bench to show the Ducks bench, the dude who's they show the image of, he's playing along and he does a face palm because he's watching this all unfold. That guy. So this went on, and then that's it. Now Mickey Redmond goes, oh, you know, typical Mickey. Oh, holy jumping, they're loving this kid. They're having so much fun here at the Joe. This is great. That is, and he's laughing, his old man laugh, funny. So that ends. By the rest of the game, or by the time that this family, you know, gets to their car, it's gone viral and everything. And then the rest of the week starts. It's on CNN. It's on the Today Show. And then come to find out yesterday that they're from here. They're from Zealand. So I see that Brent Ashcroft from Channel 13 did a story about it. And he gave me the guy's phone number. So I called up Dad. His name is Tony Becker. And I talked to him last night, and actually I left a message. He called me back. Hey, man. And then so we start to talk, and in about short amount of time, he said he listens. So he works third shift at a tool and die shop, and everybody there at work listens. That's awesome. And he gets off at 5. And so, you know, I said, well, hey, man, can we get you on the air? And he said, absolutely. Yeah, let's talk. About all of this, being part of an entire viral video was kind of cool. So we're going to talk to him in about 15 minutes or so. He said he likes to come home, relax, maybe have a beer, and then he goes to bed. And then 2-year-old Mason gets up at around 9, and then Tony takes care of him until his wife, Kaylin, gets home from work. So
so he gets like 2.5 hours of sleep?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what the schedule is. Third shifters always have to kind of piece it together. You know how that's
sleep is a piecemeal type of deal.
That is tough work. Side note.
Yeah, I would just take the baby back into bed.
So he's also a season ticket holder for the Griffins.
Okay.
These two. So he's very familiar with everything, with the show and hockey, obviously. He was telling me that he got those tickets because if you're a season ticket holder, you get a discount on Red Wings tickets.
Oh, okay.
So that was how he did that. So pretty cool. A lot of people thought that Mason, who wears his hair long, the 2-year-old, was a little girl at first. But
that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's, you know, young kid.
It's kind of funny. Red Wings fans need something to cheer about, and it turns out it's a little kid from Zealand.
Yeah, they sure do. They want to cheer for something. Last night in Tampa.
Embarrassing.
Kind of knew this was going to happen. Tampa's very good. Red Wings are reeling. Oh, boy. Now they lose 4-1. The Wings do.
Kind of had it on in the background the whole time. And like the goals just kept piling up. I was like, what the heck is going on here? So then I started watching it a little closer. And they were playing so bad.
Yeah. Man. So like a week ago, that Anaheim game. I turned it on with 16 minutes to go in the second, and they had 2 shots on net. I don't know what is going on with that team. Well, Julius seems to know.
Yes. Terrible contracts. Ken Holland's got to go. If they don't make the playoffs, you got to do something.
Do you think Holland would go before Blashill?
No.
You think they'd? Okay.
They're too loyal. They'll keep, I think Blashill's going to fall on this sword. I wouldn't be surprised. Depending on how this stretch goes, I wouldn't be surprised if Blashill's not the coach by February.
Oh, no. I hope not, man. I like Jeff. In the next segment, this is what happens. We're just talking hockey. Hockey players are people, too. Patrick Maroon of the Edmonton Oilers lost it on camera. Did you see this?
Oh, I did not.
Patrick Maroon started to cry. Oh, wait until you hear this.
Of course you like this story.
Yeah, I do. I have a heart, you scumbag. What? We'll play that for you next, coming up at 6:22. Think, of course, with the Griffins, we mentioned they've got a game tonight, griffinshockey.com. They're taking on the Milwaukee Admirals. Get those tickets at griffinshockey.com. It's a showdown between the two top teams. They're tied for first. Griffins and the Admirals tonight, griffinshockey.com. We'll be back at 6:22 with that story about Patrick Maroon. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBM.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane Recordings full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you. Till next time. Bye-bye.